Good morning, and welcome to Simply Space. It's Friday, April 26th. On today's show, Astroscale unveils the world's first image of space debris captured through rendezvous and proximity operations, while NASA powers deep space chat with fun with lasers. Plus, NASA marks the 34th anniversary of the Hubble Space Telescope by unveiling stunning images of the Dumbbell Nebula. This coverage and more, up next. I'm David, and you're listening to Simply Space. We start off with a groundbreaking development for space sustainability. Astroscale Japan has unveiled the world's first image of space debris captured through rendezvous and proximity operations. The unprecedented image, taken by Astroscale's ADRAS-J satellite, marks a crucial step towards understanding and addressing the challenges posed by orbital debris. Here with more details is our Simply Space correspondent. So tell us, what exactly is the significance of this image?
This image is truly historic, David. It shows a large piece of space junk, specifically a spent rocket upper stage, photographed up close by a specialized satellite. Astroscale's ADRAS-J spacecraft was able to safely approach within a few hundred meters of the debris and snap detailed pictures. This required extremely precise navigation and maneuvering in orbit. It's the first time this kind of close-up inspection of an uncontrolled space object has been achieved. The images and data collected will be invaluable for assessing the condition of the debris and planning future removal missions.
That does sound like a remarkable accomplishment. Can you give us some background on why dealing with space debris is so important?
Absolutely. Earth's orbit is becoming increasingly congested with man-made debris, things like defunct satellites, spent rocket stages, and fragments from collisions. NASA estimates there are over 100 million pieces of orbital debris, larger than 1 millimeter. Even small debris can cause catastrophic damage to spacecraft because of the extremely high speeds involved. This junk poses a major risk to the thousands of active satellites that we rely on for crucial services like communications, navigation, weather monitoring, and more. As the amount of debris grows, it increases the chances of collisions that could trigger a runaway chain reaction, making key orbital regions unusable.
I see, so mapping and removing this debris is critical for keeping space safe and accessible. How does Astroscale plan to build on the success of this initial demonstration mission?
The ADRAS-J satellite is just the first step in Astroscale's roadmap. The images and data it collects will help lay the groundwork for actually capturing and removing debris. In fact, Astroscale has already been selected by JAXA, Japan's space agency, for the next phase of a debris removal program. They'll be developing a new spacecraft called ADRAS-J2 to approach the same rocket body, inspect it in even greater detail, and then remove it from orbit using a robotic arm. This mission will aim to prove out the key technologies needed to start removing the most threatening pieces of debris.
It certainly seems like Astroscale is leading the charge when it comes to cleaning up Earth's orbit. What would you say is the bigger picture here in terms of the future of space sustainability?
This is really the dawn of a new era in space stewardship. As more and more countries and companies place satellites in orbit, responsible management of that environment is becoming a top priority. Astroscale and a handful of other pioneering companies are developing the technologies to not only remove debris, but eventually to service, repair, and refuel satellites, extending their lifespans. Governments are also starting to institute stricter regulations around debris mitigation for new space missions. The goal is to make space activities sustainable in the long run by minimizing junk and maximizing the use of satellites already in orbit. Astroscale's achievements are an important leap forward, but there's still a long way to go to fully address the space debris challenge.
Thank you for that enlightening discussion and for putting this historic milestone in context. It will certainly be exciting to follow this new chapter in space sustainability as it unfolds. Speaking of milestones, NASA has achieved a major one in deep space communication. Using laser technology, they successfully transmitted data from millions of miles away, potentially revolutionizing how we communicate with future missions to to distant planets and moons. Here with more details is our space correspondent. So tell us, how significant of a breakthrough is this laser-based communication system?
This is a huge leap forward, David. Traditional radio-based communication has served us well for decades, but it has limitations in terms of bandwidth and transmission delays the further a spacecraft travels from Earth. This new laser communication technology, called DSOC, or Deep Space Optical Communications, can transmit data up to 10 times faster than current radio systems. It was recently tested on NASA's Psyche mission, beaming data back from millions of miles away, and it performed even better than expected.
That's impressive. So how exactly does this laser communication work differently than radio? What allows it to achieve such faster data rates over immense distances?
Laser communication transmits data via narrow beams of light, while radio broadcasts data in all directions. By focusing the transmission, lasers can send much more data using significantly less power. DSOC's laser transceiver on the Psyche spacecraft communicates with large telescopes on Earth equipped with sensitive photon detectors. Together, they form a precise link to transmit data at high rates. Of course, there are challenges. The laser has to be pointed very accurately, and transmissions can be disrupted by clouds and atmospheric turbulence. But overall, it provides major advantages.
What kind of data rates are we talking about here? How much of an improvement is this laser system over conventional radio communications typically used by NASA?
During its test run, DSOC was able to transmit data at up to 2 megabits per second from a distance of nearly 1.2 million miles. That's about 10 to 100 times faster than typical data rates from Mars using radio signals. At its peak performance, DSOC could even allow for streaming high-definition video from deep space, compared to the lower resolution footage we're used to seeing. As the technology matures, it could enable much richer data return from future missions to Mars, Jupiter, and beyond.
It sounds like this could really change the game for deep space exploration. Looking ahead, how might this laser communications capability be incorporated into upcoming missions? What's the timeline for this technology being put into regular use?
NASA is already planning to integrate DSOC technology into several upcoming missions. The Psyche mission, which will visit a metal-rich asteroid, is just the first step. Laser communications are also being considered for the Mars Sample Return Campaign, which aims to bring Martian rocks and soil back to Earth for study. By enabling faster data transmission, laser comms could allow scientists to get their hands on this precious data much sooner. Looking further ahead, laser links could be vital for future human missions to Mars, allowing for video calls and other high-bandwidth communications between astronauts and Earth. It will likely take a decade or more for laser communications to become routine, but DSOC's successful test has paved the way.
It will be exciting to see how this technology continues to develop and enhance our exploration of the solar system in the coming years. Thanks for breaking that down. Now, shifting our gaze to another marvel of space exploration, the Hubble Space Telescope, known for its stunning images of the cosmos, has just completed 34 years in orbit. To mark this anniversary, astronomers have revealed a fresh picture of the Dumbbell Nebula, also known as M76. For more on this story, we turn to our space correspondent. So tell us, what exactly is the Dumbbell Nebula that Hubble has captured in this new image?
The Dumbbell Nebula is a fascinating object. It's essentially a shell of gas that has been shed by a dying star at its center. This gas forms a unique shape that resembles a dumbbell, or as some describe it, a balloon that's been pinched around the middle. The nebula is located about 3,400 light years from Earth in the constellation Perseus.
That's quite a distance. What else can you tell us about the characteristics of this nebula and the star at its center?
Well, the central star of the Dumbbell Nebula is truly extreme. Its temperature exceeds 130,000 degrees Celsius, or 250,000 degrees Fahrenheit, making it one of the hottest known stellar remnants. That's about 24 times hotter than the surface of our own sun. The outer layers of gas and dust ejected by this star form a ring around it. And within this ring, Hubble has revealed dense knots of material that each contain as much mass as three Earths.
Fascinating. Now, despite its name, the Dumbbell Nebula isn't actually associated with any planets, correct?
That's right. Even though it's classified as a planetary nebula, the Dumbbell Nebula has no known planets associated with it. This term is a bit of a misnomer that dates back to the early days of astronomy when these objects were first discovered and their true nature was not yet understood.
It's amazing to think about how much Hubble has contributed to our understanding of the universe over the past 34 years. Can you give us a sense of some of its most significant discoveries?
Absolutely. Hubble has helped scientists prove that our universe is about 13.7 billion years old, and that many galaxies host supermassive black holes at their centers. It has also been instrumental in mapping the mysterious substance known as dark matter in 3D. In fact, most of Hubble's discoveries were not even anticipated before its launch. It has truly been a groundbreaking scientific instrument.
And what does the future hold for Hubble? How much longer is it expected to operate?
According to NASA, Hubble is expected to continue operating until at least the late 2020s. The agency has plans to either attach a propulsion module to the telescope, enabling a controlled re-entry into the Pacific Ocean, or to boost it into a higher orbit to keep it operational even longer, potentially into the next decade. So we can look forward to many more amazing discoveries and images from Hubble in the years to come.
It's great to hear that after 34 remarkable years, the Hubble Space Telescope still has exciting things on the horizon. Thank you for that insightful report. In other space news, NASA has taken a major step forward in testing advanced solar sail technology that could revolutionize space travel. On Tuesday, a Rocket Lab Electron rocket launched NASA's new advanced composite solar sail system into low Earth orbit. For more on this exciting development, we turn to our space correspondent. So tell us, what exactly is a solar sail and how does it work?
Solar sails are a fascinating propulsion system that harness the power of sunlight to propel spacecraft through space. The concept is actually quite simple. The sails are angled to reflect photons from the sun, and the momentum from those photons gradually accelerates the spacecraft over time. While it takes a huge number of photons to generate significant thrust, solar sails are incredibly efficient since they don't require any heavy engines or fuel.
This technology has been theorized for a long time, right? What are some of the key milestones in the development of solar sails?
The idea of using solar radiation pressure for propulsion dates all the way back to the 17th century, when astronomer Johannes Kepler first suggested it in a work of fiction. In the early 20th century, Russian scientist Konstantin Tsiolkovsky provided a more detailed outline of how solar sails could actually function. NASA and the Planetary Society started seriously studying solar sail missions in the 1970s and 80s, but the first practical demonstration didn't occur until 2010 with Japan's Icaro spacecraft.
So what's unique about this new solar sail system that NASA just launched? How does it advance the technology?
NASA's Advanced Composite Solar Sail System introduces a new composite material for the booms that support the sail. Reducing the mass of these structures is critical, since lighter sails can be accelerated more efficiently by sunlight. Previous solar sails were limited in size by the material properties of the booms. This new composite is much stronger and lighter, allowing for larger sails, in this case, about 80 square meters.
And I understand the mission has already achieved a key milestone with the successful deployment of the sail.
Yes, that's right. On Wednesday, just a day after launch, NASA confirmed that the CubeSat carrying the solar sail reached its intended orbit and successfully unfurled the 9-meter sail. Deployment took about 25 minutes, and the sail is so large and reflective that it may even be visible from Earth, shining as brightly as Sirius under the right conditions. Over the coming days, engineers will test out the sail's functionality and performance.
It's amazing to think how far solar sail technology has come, from an imaginative concept centuries ago to a real system that could enable new types of space exploration. Thanks for breaking it down for us. And with that, we wrap up our stories for today. Thanks for listening to Simply Space. We'll see you back here tomorrow.